Barry Humphrey says the continent of Australia is home to some of the world's greatest beaches. Diverse fauna, expansive countryside, and big contemporary cities. It's also a nation where local celebrities like Russell Crowe go to games for the teams they own and where you can see prime ministers taking strolls in green and gold tracksuits. Choosing the ideal location to relocate to might be challenging with so many options available. We've compiled a list of the best locations for expats, so don't worry. Whatever your reasons for moving, this list will assist you in discovering your new Australian home. Melbourne. Except for Sydneysiders, Melbourne is largely considered Australia's cultural capital, therefore it should come as no surprise that it consistently ranked as the world's most livable city according to the Economist Intelligence Unit's Global Livability Index. Melbourne excels at creating a multicultural atmosphere more than any other Australian city. This has been made possible in part by the enormous immigrant community, which has contributed to cuisine and cultures from all over the world. This indicates that you will discover top-notch cafes and restaurants serving cuisine from over the globe, and if you inquire from the locals, the tastiest coffee in the entire world. The term and quot, hipster capital of Australia and quot, is often used to describe Melbourne, and it's largely accurate. Living in Melbourne has certain benefits. It is referred to as the and quot, London of Australia and quot, since it is multicultural, hospitable, and seen as a gathering place for people from all over the world. Also, there are numerous things to do, including live sports, first-rate nightlife, and more, to keep anyone occupied. The drawbacks: winters can be cooler than in other parts of the country, despite the beautiful and warm summers. Also, a competitive real estate market drives up costs, particularly for tenants. In addition, you should budget more money than usual for entertainment, dining out, and some other purchases in regional locations. Adelaide. The fact that Adelaide is smaller than other major cities like Sydney or Melbourne accounts for the fact that it doesn't garner as much attention. This is arguably one of its biggest selling features, though the excellent lifestyle it provides its citizens more than makes up for any population shortcomings. Adelaide is a terrific place for families because of its pleasant weather, reasonable housing costs, variety of activities, country-like atmosphere, and excellent education system. The majority of Adelaide's 1 million citizens favour living in the suburbs rather than concentrating in the city. It entails living nearer to the shore with the metropolis at your doorstep without paying the high cost of living in a big city. Advantages of Adelaide: a special location where you may simultaneously experience urban life, coastal getaways, and quaint country living. The slower tempo of life makes it the ideal location to get away from the grind. Also, for those who are looking for a fine wine, the Barossa Valley is not far from Adelaide. The drawbacks: finding a job as an expat can be challenging, especially for inexperienced employees. A little missing in a few things, like shopping and employment prospects. Also, domestic flights from the airport can be expensive and occasionally infrequent using public transportation. Sydney. Sydney is the largest city in Australia, and I'm sure you've heard of it. It provides a wide range of professional prospects as Australia's economic hub and the location of numerous national and international corporations. When you're not working, you may visit Sydney Harbour, where the Harbour Bridge and Opera House are located. Relax on Manly or Bondi Beach, go shopping till you drop, and all while enjoying a cup of delectable coffee. Costa will not be found here, and you will not miss it. Advantages of Sydney: milder winters and summers without the north's humidity. For young, qualified professionals in particular, obtaining a job is easier than in other regions of the country. The drawback: Sydney is ranked among the costliest cities in the world. Be prepared to pay extra for necessities, entertainment, and accommodation. Reliance on automobiles regularly results in extreme levels of congestedness. Perth, a relaxed city with fantastic weather and beaches, is situated on Australia's west coast. The city is lush, with parks and trees in every direction. Perth provides inhabitants with a wealth of cultural activities, dining alternatives, and sporting events while avoiding the traffic of bigger cities like Sydney and Melbourne. Pros of residing in Perth include the great outdoors. Living an outdoor lifestyle is one thing you will greatly benefit from in Perth. Sand, sea, and clear air are all beneficial to the soul. Living expenses. Perth is far less expensive to live in than Sydney and Melbourne, two other large Australian cities. The drawbacks: relaxed and friendly. For visitors from larger cities, the slower pace may be difficult to acclimatise to. Limited employment. After the mining boom's apogee, employment was restricted to a few sectors. Summary: Australia gives all kinds of expats the possibility to live the life of their dreams because of its size and the variety of its land and lifestyle alternatives. Your reasons for moving will determine where you settle in Australia, but one thing is certain: you won't be dissatisfied, because they have all they need. So many Australians never leave their homes, says Barry Humphrey,